5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The rules of the grocery store. They're unsaid, but they exist.
I don't know what it is, but whenever I go to the grocery store and I'm picking up anything for baking, automatically people start engaging in conversation with me. And by me saying people, I mean it's usually a woman going, well, what are you baking? Immediately.
Because it's, I know it sounds, I don't want to say sexist to say it.
A little bit sexist.
But to see a middle-aged man in a baking aisle.
Where does that come from? Why do you even got to say that?
It just,
would it make a difference if I was 25? What does my age have to do with anything?
It's just weird. You look at it, you're like, do you need help? Do you know where the vanilla is?
Does he need glasses? Can he read which aisle he's in? I mean, I'm picking up the items. I'm considering the cake mixes. I'm considering the frostings. And without a doubt, there's a woman that's going to be like, oh, what are you baking? Or you're baking something, and it's always a tone in, oh my gosh, I've just encountered a unicorn here.
Well, I kinda. Out of all the times I've been to the grocery store, which is probably 3 times a week for my entire life, I can probably count on one hand how many times I've seen a man shopping for cake mixes.
I don't know what's... Last time I was in an aisle, literally 3 women were talking to me in this one aisle, this baking aisle there, of various backgrounds. I wouldn't call any of them middle-aged, whatever it was. They were just talking to me about what it was I was baking. And I don't know what's funnier is the fact that it happens every single time. Like, I could set my watch to it when I'm going for baking stuff. Or the fact that I immediately feel like I need to state that I'm married in the first, like, sentence of my encounter. It's like, well, I'm baking for my wife. Now, luckily, this time I was.
You're assuming every time that these women just
They're
are hitting on
me.
You. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's definitely
Martha
it.
Stewart looking chick. I see what you're doing here.
Yep.
I know what you're doing, thirst trap.
They don't want to offer you help. They just want...
Right.
They can say you're hot.
What help are you going to offer me? What help are you offering me? Come on.
Oh, that's funny. And why does it bother you?
I mean, it doesn't... It's just... It's uncanny. It's funny. It doesn't necessarily bother me. It's just hilarious. It's like, okay, here I go into the baking aisle. As soon as I go to pick something up, oh, what are you doing? And again, they talk to me in a tone like I'm a child. Who are you baking for?
It's because
they
think you're so hot.
Are you baking something? I mean, I picked up the box. I'm considering this item here. Of course.
Who is this handsome man
wow.
buying chocolate chips?
It's amazing.
All right. Well, what do you think are the unsaid rules of the grocery store? Like, you walk in and you just know this is how you behave. 1-800-330-9999. Louisa.
Oh, my gosh. My number one rule is aware of my surroundings. I swear, I was ran over in the ankle with carts, and it's happened to me multiple times from the back. So pay attention. Be aware of your front and your back while walking down that grocery store aisle.
Yep.
All the time.
Good one.
You know what drives me nuts is when I'm at the grocery store, if I'm the lead or my wife wants to walk sideways, like it's just too wide to walk sideways, right? So one has to be in front, one has to be in the back. Well, you have the list, and you won't share the list with me. So lead. But then if you're in front of the car, don't be dragging your feet. Like get a few feet out there in front of me, all right? That way we're not going to have that problem. I'm just saying, plan ahead.
You ever want to have the most stressful thing? Have your kid go on the front of the cart? You know how they hold on?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, she drives me crazy, my 6-year-old Dakota, because she'll just jump off and abandon ship whenever she feels like it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like a stop and go, and it's like you're going to run her over.
Oh. And you don't even know where she's going to go, too. Like, with that head start she gets, you know, the cart between you and her, like, she could be gone.
Sometimes I could launch her right into the next aisle.
See ya.
Cereal.
One of those end caps.
Yeah.
You know, where don't act like it wouldn't be fun once in a while.
Right. What are the rules of the grocery store aisle? The etiquette that everybody should follow. The unsaid rules. 1-800-330-9999. What are the unsaid rules of the grocery store? You're shopping, and these are the things you should just know to do and know not to do.
I want to be clear. I'm not asking anybody to not conversate. I enjoy friendly people. I do. But there's one thing that I have noticed, because I go to the grocery store to pick up things all the time. But if I go into the baking aisle, if I am getting something for baking a cake or cupcakes or anything like that, women will talk to me every time.
And it bothers him.
No, they come, it's just... It's stereotypical.
Right. Well, it's true, because we're like, what are you doing here?
I know what aisle I'm in.
Do you know the difference between the unbleached flour and the regular flour? Do you know all that?
I mean, I know these things.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, okay. Like, you could set your watch to it. It's very comical.
What do you think? What are the unsaid rules? Anthony.
No, it's not just a rule, but I'm going to take it a little step further. So I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I do all the baking and all the cooking. So when I go to the grocery store with the kids, not only do I get the... Oh, do you need help? But I also get the, oh, dad's babysitting today.
Yeah.
I look at people and say, so I stay home with my kids and we bake together. What are you making today? Do you need help finding the sugar and finding? I'm like,
right. Like,
no.
You're a man landing on the moon. Right. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And, you know, them with the kids, we're talking about how strategically they put the milk in the back corner. So you have to walk through the entire store.
That's right. So, I mean, today we covered the milk at the grocery store. Tomorrow you're going to cover no windows at casinos, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to cover all those things, Dad. I love that. Thanks for the call.
You got it, man. My kids, every day we jump into the car, boom, throw it on the radio while we wait.
Thanks, Anthony.
You guys are awesome. Keep up the hard work.
Hi, Beatrix. You're at the grocery store. What's something that everybody should know if they're going there?
Okay, so if you happen to be going down an aisle and you see a short person, such as myself, I'm 5'2", doing the bunny hop to get to that top row, don't stand there and laugh or say it's cute. Be a good human and help.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I climb right up.
I just climb
the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
I have no shame. Listen, you put it that high, I'm 2.5. Like, I'm going up this, I'm going to climb this like a stair.
You put it that high, like the grocery store clerk did it personally. Like, right. It's every store you walk into.
Well.
I mean, they need the space.
I'm sorry, I don't know why you put your tea up there. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Right. Bob, you're going to the grocery store. There's some things that people should just know if they're going there.
Yeah. If you're online, you got a long line, you're waiting for the checkout, and the other cashier opens up, it's the next one online that gets to go, not the guy in the end.
Right, right.
Whoever makes
a good
one. The beeline.
Very annoying.
That is a good one, Bob.
The beeline person drives me crazy.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Exactly. You just dart right over.
Regina, go ahead. What do you think is the unsaid rule of the grocery store?
Okay, one thing that I really can't stand is if somebody finds somebody in an aisle that they know and they start talking and gabbing and... Like they're blocking the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to pass, but they're not paying attention to you. And they, like, literally will give you dirty looks like can't you see we're talking here? Like,
yeah, no, I just want to ram them.
Yeah.
Let's be real. let's give at least a slight bump, right?
Pull over.
And excuse me, you know, it doesn't work anymore. And they do the same thing in the street. They jump out of their car and they're standing there talking.
Oh, one's everybody's
in
special.
The car, one's out of the car. It's like, it's got to be the same people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have those in my neighborhood too. Thanks for the call,
Regina.